Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLI Radio, and welcome to the new year, and what a fine year it's going to be. We're going to have free-flowing financial love going through the world. But tonight I want to talk about my book, Fear is My Friend. Something that I expanded into, I wrote this book, it'll be close to a year ago. And this book took me very deep into myself. And it's realizing that fear is nothing more than an emotional attachment to a previous experience. But however, we've been taught to really, really latch on to it and it be the way of life. And that's what Fear is My Friend. And it's available on Amazon.com. And it's written by Rob Wilson. And you can go deep into a new paradigm. What it does, it opens your eyes to what fear really does in the inner landscape. And you don't have to play around and do a bunch of steps. It's about looking right in the mirror and looking how it expands you. And that's what Fear is My Friend does. It's a fear is actually unrefined wisdom waiting to enter your life. And when you open up to see this, you really expand into a new paradigm to play in life. And as we do this, our eyes become focused on where we're going and what we're doing in life. When life becomes fun and easy, it's when we let go of all the inner grading that we have going on. And that inner grading is really about us as what we say as a human. We're afraid to be a spiritual energy because our spirit does not lock onto anything. It's you and me. We've been taught that this is this, this and this. We've been taught societal control. We have to fit into society. And if you don't do this, you're not going to really exist. And that's a fallacy. The people that are wealthy, they chose not to fit into society. Instead, they chose to engage in society and use society in their own way. And that's what happens with society. And that's what happens with us. We try to fit into society more than anything else in the world. We really do. We think as long as we're fitting in, everything is right. And people are going to reward us. And that's not true. People will not reward you for fitting in. People reward you for giving them something to expand their life. And there's no such thing as anybody being right about anybody's life. We're not even right about our own life because we're unwilling to engage. And Fear is My Friend really opens you up to engage in your inner self. It's about how fear ingrains us and we let this daily life hit a button and expand us out of this. And that is something else that really happens in a new way. And as we move forward in life, life becomes a game of fun and energy. And so as we're doing this and you start reading this book, you're going to open up new paradigms and fear is actually going to become less obvious to you and more about moving your life forward. And as we do this in life, we really get caught up in different things. And as we do this, freedom comes to us in very different ways. And as life becomes disingenuous, we feel, actually we become disingenuous to ourselves. And that's kind of where life really starts becoming a different thing. And we don't really see anything because we're afraid to see it. We're afraid to understand that fear may not be, it may be a first class extended energizing acumen audacious revelation that expands your life, or it might be a revolutionary idea to expand the world, but we're so afraid that we let the fear encompass us, and that's what we do. And as we go forward, life has to go differently and be different. But when you open up to see fear as my friend, you become a friend with yourself on the inside. And that's what we do. And as we do this, we do different stuff. And we become open to doing different things. But we forget to go to where we're going and doing what we're doing. As I allow this, I open up to new ways. But fear, my friend, has expanded me and really opened me up. And all my stuff is about expanding and doing different things and living life in a new way. But we really have to do different stuff here. And I mean, when I say different, it's about expanding through life. And that's what fear is my friend will do for you, is expand you through life and open your eyes to a new wise. And that's kind of where we're going to go with life, because everything we know is where we're stuck at. And that's kind of what happens there. But so when you quit doing this and you choose to expand and start seeing things, and we do stuff, we start beginning to have fun and open our eyes. Because we start engaging and we make it a game of galvanizing, awesome, magnificent, energizing life. And that's where we're at with this. And as we do this and we see life, we really allow ourselves to expand. And that's a key word, because change is easy. Expand, there's things that have to go away. And that's what we're really open to. But here is something to think about. What if fear becomes your friend and it really expands you and allows you to expand out of life and engage in that inner sage and do different things? when you open up to the fear, you'll find out it isn't false evidence appearing real. It's an ingrained pattern that's really It opens you up to really start examining yourself and going within that inner self to see what's happening and having fun and doing what life begins and says we can do. And we start really getting into an enthusiasm about our life because we're not ingrained with old patterns and doing stuff. And that's kind of what really is going on there. And we're stopping this and we're doing this and we're really beginning to have different things in our life. And different sometimes is just a dauntless innovation freeing financial energy. But the world is too stuck in the same place to do anything new. Because what we're going through now is uncomfortable. But here's the thing. We haven't probably suffered enough because we're not even engaging in ourselves and in with each other. And that's probably... Not probably, but that's probably suffering for some reason. We all like that, and we think we're doing good if we're suffering because that's what we've been taught, is to suffer. And fear, is my friend, takes you out of the suffering of fear into the enlightenment of grandizing real life events. And that's what we're really touching on here. But we can't just sit around and wait because we are choosing to do this and be who we are. And how do you try to fit in with your friends and you have a fear of letting go of a friend or you have something that isn't right and things like that? It's really about letting go and letting us have fun and doing what we do and stuff like that. So that's how fear, is my friend, will open you up. And I've learned to write in the unique way where I talk and it expands your inner landscape. And as you read my stuff and you read it out loud, you'll start feeling it in the heart area. I've actually expanded into something new that will really open people's eyes. And that's what fear, is my friend, has done. And also, Holiday Wisdom, Money is My Friend, The Fear is My Friend CD. It's about getting a vocabulary of visionary opulence, canonizing astute, lively, utopian boldness, aggrandizing real yeses in your life. And that's what my writings and my books will do. And you can go to Amazon.com. They're published by Freedom of Speech Publishing. Patrick and Gerard do an excellent job of publishing stuff. So how is it that you feel bound up in your life in a way that you really aren't sure of what to do? But how do you let your fears tell you what to do? I'm guilty. I admit I am. And, you know, that's the thing about everything. You have to admit it. And when somebody says fear is false evidence appearing real, they're actually covering up on stuff. And they're really being disingenuous to themselves. And as you give in to yourself and start seeing that you're the one that will expand you through life, you'll become new in a better way. And that is what life is all about. It's about the neuro-linguistic innovation. That's the name. That's the reason I named it. Because you got to really start speaking the words to expand your life. And as you read Holiday Wisdom, Money is My Friend, they're going to open you out in a new way to be omnipotent, unique, and tantalizing your life. But here's something that you really have to really choose to engage in your inner self and play that game with yourself. Have fun. We're afraid to have fun in this world, but fear is my friend. It's going to engage you in having fun. It's fun every day, applauding real life. And that's what this is all about, is expanding the world to realize we enjoy life rather than engage in life and think, oh my God, look at this and what I got to do and all that other hootie-doo stuff. Please allow yourself to engage in fear as my friend and open up that paradigm and see the world walk in the talk and all the other stuff. But as you're moving forward in life, what's your biggest fear in life? Success and wealth. Seeing your own talents. That's what this world fears, is people seeing their own talents. How would it feel to read a book called Fear is My Friend on Amazon.com, written by Robert A. Wilson, that will expand you and really engage you and open you up to experience life in a bold, fun way? You know, that's something that everybody isn't really ready to adhere to, but it's ready for them to be experienced by them. And that's something that's new for me. And as I was writing this book, things really opened up. And it really allowed me to open up myself. And that's something that's just awesomely nice, is when you open up to yourself and you can open up that heart and adhere to yourself. And as you read my writings, you're going to feel your chest and your heart area and your chakras really open up. And that's something that Fear is My Friend really engages you in, is opening that up and enjoying life. And because here's something I really understand. The only one that can really expand your life is me. You can get all the coaching, go through all the emotion, but until you really engage it in your inner self and let go of the fear of expand, because the mundane of change is easy because you already have an ingrained imprint there to do nothing. And that's what we all do in the pain of change, because we all do nothing. It doesn't really matter if we do anything. It's up to you. Where do you want to be? Where do you choose to experience this year in 2013? Because it's pristine in a new way. It's pristine and bringing. It's just bold this year. And how are you willing to be bold? Bold is brilliant, omnipotent, lively determination in action. And that's what Fear is My Friend will really do, is open you up to experience that and live your desired life in a fun way. And as I open up and enjoy this, I see myself living in a different, in a more, I want to say brash, because brash can be it's a cockiness. And that's what we really have to do. When you understand fear has a cockiness and you have the surrender to it. So what is it that is holding you back? And stuff like that. And what is it that you do that holds you back? How do you do little things to torment yourself and make yourself feel bad and stuff like that? And that's what Fear is My Friend, Holiday Wisdom, all the books I have out, coming out, Flow in the Glow, my visionary I am, life is love, innovation, freedom, epiphanies, and my visionary I am. What does your visionary heart say to you tonight? And Fear Is My Friend will open up that visionary heart. And you can get the book on Amazon.com. So what is it that you're really doing that you've never done before? Life isn't about standing by and waiting for a politician to make a decision. It's about you making the choices and moving forward. And as you move forward, how would it feel to leave the friend, Fear Is My Friend, behind? I mean, fear behind and open up that you're taking a friend with you. And that's what things will do and how things will open up and be different for you. Now, as life becomes friendly and fun, you become more open to living your life and seeing fear as my friend. So what fears do you feel that control you right now? And that's all a fear does, is control you. Because when you're into an energy of expand, you're uncontrollable because you're vulnerable to expand your life. And that's what Fear Is My Friend. And holiday wisdom is written about every holiday in the year. Cinco de Mayo, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Halloween. It's just pristine to have all these holidays and you can enjoy them with wisdom. And you can let go of the angst of the holidays and open up a new way to experience it. And it's really getting in about having, how do you feel the Wampanoag, the Native American and the settlers felt that first Thanksgiving when they'd been adversaries and they sat down together and they had a feast, a harvest feast. How do you think they felt? What courage did you think that it took for the leaders of that to be part of that? How would you like to use that wisdom to expand? That's in Holiday Wisdom, and that's on Amazon.com. Now, Money Is My Friend is a CD that's very dear to my heart, because money is my friend, flowing to me from all sources in the universe. And how do you fear money coming? How do you fear money coming into your life? And fear, money is my friend will expand you out of this and into a new paradigm. Because when you see money as a friend, what does that do to your inner landscape? It acts different. And as you open your eyes to see this, you really open up and ignite a new light of wisdom to flow through you. You become the wind of wisdom to sail through the world, expanding people's lives. How does that feel? And that's what my writings and my books will do, is they'll really open you up to this. And I wrote in poetry because poetry helps. It doesn't help. Will energize and disintegrate the barriers. And that's what we live. Change keeps the barriers, but we get to feel good doing it. This is expanding, so you really feel excellent doing it. And how it comes and everything else. And we move forward to really feel the flow of the glow of the genuine out. Lively, omniscient, wisdom, wealth, success, whatever. But what are you afraid to engage in tonight, right now? What are you afraid to let go of? But when you choose to let go of it, how would you feel? Let go and expand out. How does that feel? When you're expanding out, you have the clout to win your game of life, to realize I won my game of life. Won my game of life. That sounds neat, doesn't it? That just sounds like a feat I'd like to experience. And that's what fear is my friend. Holiday wisdom, money is my friend. And there's more books and CDs coming out. You can expand your life. And these actually go inside to help you do things on a daily basis. And that's something that life makes you feel better for, because you feel better about life. How would it feel to know that every day is a holiday and you have the wisdom to expand through it? And that's what holiday wisdom does. It gives you the expanding wisdom. And you can really engage in that inner self, because that's where all the wisdom you desire resides. It's about opening and getting past the gatekeeper to get to it. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP coaching does. It gets through and by the gatekeeper. And once that gatekeeper is retired, your subconscious mind is open to giving you whatever you desire. And it really does open you up and allow you to move forward in every facet of your life. Because the only one that can't move forward in your life is you. Because you're afraid to expand. And fear is my friend will allow you to expand. Because when you feel the word expand, you start feeling your chest area open up. And I've been using the word expand since 2009, steady. I took change out of my life. And ever since then, I have expanded through life and into a new way to experience life. And that's what Fear is My Friend on Amazon.com, published by Freedom of Speech Publishing. Fear is My Friend. I mean, also, Money is My Friend, Holiday Wisdom, all published by Freedom of Speech Publishing. And you can go to my website and read my writings, and you can also do many things. But my website is www.cowboy. It's cowboy-wisdom.com. Email is cwrob@cowboy-wisdom.com. And you can also go on my website and find out more stuff about me. And it's really about engaging in that inner self, because that is where all your stuff lies, is inside yourself. And fear is my friend. My writings, Holiday Wisdom, Money is My Friend, they let you go inside and feel good about letting go and expanding out of stuff. And that is what's fun, is when you can let go and expand. And that's what we do here. My website is cowboy-wisdom. Freedom of Speech's website is freedomofspeech.com. My email is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. And next Tuesday night, Lori Rubenstein is going to interview me about my philosophies. And I'll be on a radio show this Saturday in Florida. And we will talk to you later, and you enjoy your night, and Happy New Year.